My name is Aura Martinez, and this is my little story. I came to this country at the age of 14. I was born in El Salvador, and I had to deal with a bad situation because my mom was gone. She immigrated to this country 15 years ago. I went through hard moments living in El Salvador because I didn't grow up with my mom. I didn't have anyone like my mom close to me. I didn't have someone who cares like a mother does. Of course, I have people there who love me, but it wasn't the same thing. One day, I got a call from my mother. We were talking on the phone for a while, and when we were about to hang up, she told me that the best opportunity for my future was to immigrate to the United States. I was in shock. It was something that I have always wanted since I was a little kid. To see my mom, to be able to spend time with her, to live with her in America. I was finally going to see my mom after 13 years. It was one of the best days of my life. I feel that my heart was going to jump out of my chest with excitement. When I finally came to America, I saw her. I couldn't believe it. I hugged her and cried with happiness. It feels strange being in a new country, surrounded by new people, and having to learn a whole new language. I still remember my first day of school. When I walked into my classroom for the first time, I felt very scared. I was so nervous. Hearing my classmates speak English and not being able to understand anything they were saying, I was very, very confused, and a real feeling of sadness began to come over me. The months of school passed, but they were very difficult for me. I practiced and studied day after day, working to perfect my English. I started learning new words and socialized with all different kinds of people. As each day went by and my English got better and better, and I started to feel more confident about myself and my place here. The time passed and new things started to come into my life. I began working to help my mother with the household expenses. This taught me to be more independent and responsible. I know a lot of kids work part-time jobs so that they can have some extra spend money. I work hard and save my money so that I can pay for a lawyer to help me become a citizen. I feel like I have changed so much in 3 years that I have been here. While most people probably see just another Hispanic girl who they think doesn't speak English, but I see someone who has worked hard to be accepted in her new country, probably harder than most kids who were born here.